There we go. All right, today's date is August 5th, 1998. And just go ahead and state your name.
Bess Browning.
Okay, and let's just get started. Tell me, we were talking in there when we were eating, but I'd like to get on here. Tell me about where you grew up.
I grew up on Balls Fork in Knott County.
Uh-huh.
And my parents moved around a lot.
Yeah.
But up until I was almost through grade school, we lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, about the time I started high school, got sick. He was a coal miner.
Yeah.
And he wasn't well, and he died the day school was out when I was junior in high school. And I couldn't go to school.
Yeah.
Where we lived, there would have been no way I could have gone to high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I'd write to the settlement.
Yeah.
And see if I could get in there, and I wrote to the settlement, and they took me because my name was Creech.
Mm-hmm.
And this relative of mine had given them land to build the Pine Mountain Settlement School on.
Yeah.
And Miss Stone was there at that time, and she was one of my favorite people.
Miss Stone was?
Yeah, she was always so kind and just never got excited about anything.
Uh-huh.
You could talk to her about anything.
Uh-huh.
And I took the test to pass for high school, even though I hadn't had any 7th grade or any 8th grade.
Uh-huh.
And just about 3 months of 6th grade, and I didn't have but 3 books that I'd borrowed. I don't know how I passed that test.
This was to get into high school?
That was to pass the test, you know, to get into high school. And I don't know how, and I never did fail anything, but I skated thin ice when I was in high school. But I found out that children worse off than I was. So.
Yeah.
And I went a month early, and I worked to work at my tuition, which was $10 at that time.
Was that for a whole year or for a...
That was just the
semester?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got 10 cents an hour. But we couldn't... They didn't let us work but 8 hours. But a lot of times I were 16. So that made me make a nickel, didn't it?
Yeah, I'd say it did. That would be rough.
But they were good to me.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for Miss Elfin. She was a tough customer. She was fair.
Uh-huh.
And I worked at different jobs. Miss Elfin used to complain about the other children when they didn't do their what I thought was their share of the work.
Yeah.
Miss Elfin would say, "The only reward you get for good work is just more work."
So when you ended up, like you said, I'm just backing up a little bit. When you ended up coming there and writing to them to see if you could come, you told me earlier that you started high school when you were 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was because you were taking care of?
I was taking care of my mother's babies when she used to see. I'm from a family of 9,
uh-huh.
And I'm the oldest girl and the second child in that family.
Uh-huh.
So when I was 13, I was doing everything.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until my granddaughter, who's 13. I looked in Daddy's Bible to see how old I was when one of my sisters was born. And I was 13. I said, "Oh, if somebody was to do Sherry that way, I'd kill him." I was more grown up. I had to be grown up, though.
Yeah, I'd say so. So when you first came to the settlement school and you lived there on the campus.
I lived there the year round. I take off 2 weeks every summer.
Okay. So you stayed there the whole time.
Yeah. 4 years. Yeah. I was there 4 years.
Do you remember kind of how you felt when you first came there and started living there? I mean, were you homesick or was it hard for you?
Yes, I was homesick and I was literally scared to death of everybody.
I think so. I mean, that would be dramatic, I think.
I was older than most of the children that was there, too.
Yeah. How did it, what kind of things helped you adjust, do you think?
I just had some good roommates and everybody was just so nice.
Yeah.
The people in the kitchen, I remember, was Christmas Day came on Sunday one year, and I worked in the kitchen and the dining room that day and didn't go to church. You know, some of us would have to stay and help, and the others go to church. And that was the first time that I ever got too tired to go to sleep. And I had worked in the fields, you know, and growing up, and I knew what hard work was.
Yeah.
But that was, I went to bed and couldn't go to sleep, and I wondered why I was too tired. I went downstairs that morning at 5:30 and came back up that night at 10:30.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a long day.
Yeah.
Even though I was young and strong.
Yeah. Now, where did you live when you were on campus? I guess you might have lived in several places, but what was the...
I lived in Orchard House,
uh-huh.
and I lived in Hillside,
uh-huh.
and I lived at the hospital.
Okay. Who was your house mother at Orchard House?
Miss Elkin.
Okay, yeah. You were telling me a little bit about her, and I've heard quite a few stories on Miss Elkin. I have to be honest with you, but... I guess just describe her for me.
She was just a little tiny woman, but the fear of the Lord knows. We were scared to death of her. And even to the boys downtown sometime, come up to the dorm at night and be bad, you know, walking around, you know. Oh, she'd get her flashlight and go out there, and they were scared to death of her. They swore she had a gun. Of course she didn't. She was great, though. Miss Erin had a bunch of... She really managed us well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What sort of things does she do? I mean, I can't imagine being responsible for a bunch of
Well, she run the whole house. She run the dining room, the kitchen. She run the whole Orchard House. Old Orchard House,
yeah.
You know, had... I believe there's about 26 girls live there when I did. And we just minded Miss Elkin.
Did you ever do anything that got you in trouble with her? Or are you going to tell any tales on yourself?
There was one girl that Miss Elkin, I thought was mean to. And this girl never would say anything back to her or do anything. And she used to pinch her like this. When she would go down the dining room with a big pan of water.
Uh-huh.
And that would just make me so mad when I was working in the dining room. And she'd make you carry these huge pans of water over to where she sat so she'd feel and see if the temperature was right. And I refused to do that. She got after me, and I said, I'm doing just what you tell me to do, and I'm not carrying this big pan of water over there so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you can feel this. If you want to feel it, you get up and walk over there. So we had a few words there, and you know she never liked me until after I fussed with her.
Really?
Isn't that strange?
I guess maybe because you stood up to her. I don't know.
I think that... She loved me after that. She was so nice to me. And I said, I wish I'd have been mean a little quicker. And Miss Burns, that worked on the grounds, she was one of my good friends, too.
Yeah. What was Miss Burns like?
Well, she was just a real hardworking, a lovely Christian woman. She made it rough on the boys, but she had to.
Mm-hmm.
She had to. You know, they really needed a man to do her job.
Yeah.
But there were so many wonderful people there at the time I was young. I didn't know. Miss Cobb was such a wonderful person. She was just my good friend.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Watts was good to me. They all were.
Yeah. What did you think about Miss Watts? Because I know that she was the... I guess she would have been in charge when you were there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Miss Stone was there when I was there, but Miss Watts was, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was Miss Watts like?
Well, Miss Watts was a northerner, a typical northerner.
Mm-hmm.
And she was more domineering. Miss Stone would have asked you if she wanted to know something.
Yeah.
She would never just assume that she knew without asking you. Miss Watts did. She didn't ask you, she told you.
Oh, really?
And she thought I did something one time, and I didn't. And I never told her I did.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. We were just sort of afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have done that in Stone. Now I would have blamed her.
Mhm. Yeah, it sounds like you have really fond memories of Miss Stone.
Oh, she was lovely.
How did she act around the students, or I guess what did they think of her?
Miss Stone would never let you do anything for her that she could do for herself.
Hmm.
Even though when I went there, she was kind of crippled. I would take her, I remember I'd go over in the summertime when the roses bloom and get a pink rose off of the, over near Uncle Sol's cabin for her breakfast tray and take her breakfast tray to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd want to go in and put this flower in some water. No, she said, honey, I'll do all this myself. Just thank you for bringing me breakfast. Have set her tray just inside the door in a chair. Take care of herself. You went to knock on Miss Watts' door. You went in, told her what the temperature was outside. You turned her lights on.
And that was, somebody did that for her every day?
Every day.
Hmm. It sounds like they were really, I guess, different people.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Now, were you ever around Miss Pettit any?
I never did meet Miss Pettit.
Okay. See, I didn't think that she would have really been around there at that time, but
Miss,
I wasn't
Miss
sure.
Stone would always laugh at things that Catherine done, though, I remember.
Oh, really? Well, what were some of the jobs that you did when you were living there, the work that you did?
Well, I worked in the dining room, I worked in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I worked 2 summers, stayed at the hospital and worked and cleaned up the guest rooms, you know, people that would come in to visit. And I had a neighbor on McDowell Road that said she thought the neighborhood was going down. Some mountaineers had bought that house over there when we bought our house.
Yeah.
And I knew I'd seen her someplace.
Hmm.
And I couldn't figure out where I'd seen that woman. So I was collecting for a cancer fund one day. Got talking to her, and that's where I saw her. She had been to the settlement
really? As
a guest.
All those years ago?
All them years ago.
Goodness.
And I had cleaned her room for her, and
you
know, and I thought, well, it's all right for me to clean her room, but she couldn't live next door to her.
Yeah.
See, and that's something that people do. People are funny.
That is. That's something, though,
yeah.
to see somebody like that, that you
yeah.
know, from so
yeah.
long ago.
And it'd been years ago, you
yeah.
know. And then I worked at Hillside some. And one year I was head girl of the grade school, head janitor at the grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And some wonderful teachers over there, too.
Yeah.
I went back to the alumni luncheon a few years ago, and one of the teachers remembered me from taking her lunch
yeah.
to her the day.
Well, what did you think about having to do all that work for... Maybe not at the time, but now thinking back on it.
Well, I think it was good for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody ought to work. If you don't work, you're no benefit.
Yeah.
That's been the hardest thing about having this stroke. I can't.
Right.
Can't work like I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you worked in the kitchen, what sort of things did you were you expected to do?
Well, I helped. We had a pasteurizer,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of my jobs, to clean that. And when I went to clean it, it hadn't been cleaned very well either. So that was one job that I did because if I drank milk, I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
And I wore my first job was washing tea towels and hanging them out.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Elkin told me to be certain that I didn't let them droop when I hung them out. Because if I did, I would be acting just like some slouchy woman hanging out baby diapers. And that just made me so mad.
I think so.
Mm-mm. Hung out them tea towels and bring them in. I was a tea towel girl there for about 6 months or half of the year. We changed jobs at Christmas time,
yeah.
Usually.
Uh-huh.
But that was a good time in my life.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've found interesting asking people about is the thing about things about the kitchen and the dining room, because y'all ate together, had all your meals together and things.
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, I've heard different stories of little. of some people said that time made them real nervous, or at first when they first started coming there, because you were expected to act a certain way, but. It's just been neat to hear stories about it. Like, I guess what was it like a day, maybe a typical day eating in there, starting with the breakfast?
Well, you come down to breakfast, and Miss Elkin always, we'd go to our chairs, you know, mm-hmm. stand behind our chairs. Miss
mm-hmm.
Elkin had this little bell she'd tap, and we'd sit down in her chairs. And When I went, this fella was there from Berea, one of the teachers, and he'd come there, and he sat beside me, and he pulled the chair out, and I couldn't get my chair in. That just upset me. I just felt like I was doing something wrong. I didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then we had to read the Bible every evening
mm-hmm.
when we had our service after dinner.
Yeah.
Somebody have to get up and read the Bible. And that was such a scary thing. Everybody got real quiet. You got to read the Bible, you know. Just read the Bible. And I remember this one boy was so nervous he turned over a chair and he was real blonde. And he got real red. Poor Byron, I'll never forget him. Turned that chair over and how embarrassed he was. He was, he couldn't even speak. He was so embarrassed.
I'd say so. That'd make me a little bit nervous.
Mm-mm.
Well, what kind of food did y'all eat, or what were some typical foods that you had?
Well, we had real good food. And Miss uh-huh. Elkin, of course, she was head of the dining room until I left. We had good food. We had, sometimes we'd have dry cereal, but lots of times we'd have bacon and eggs or sausage uh-huh. and eggs. And biscuits, she had, that was another job I did, make biscuits.
Oh, you did? That was probably a job.
Well,
a job.
And I still don't like beating biscuits, so. We had this machine, you know, where you'd turn and knead that, and everybody just loved them. People would just...
I know, that's what people told me, they loved
them. Things.
So you're not much of a fan of those.
I'm not much of a fan for the beaten biscuits. Made too many, I guess.
It sounds like it.
But that was so needed for the children back then.
Mhm.
So there'd have been no way I could high school.
Yeah. How did you know about the settlement school when you, I mean, when you decided to write to them to be able to come?
My aunt took me and my cousin there one time to see if we could get in the school. We must have been 12 at the time. And I believe she had gone there as a child. And she liked Miss Stone real well. And I remember Miss Stone sitting on the upstairs porch reading a book, and we didn't get to see her, and she's so disappointed they wouldn't let us see Miss Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had to protect her, you know. She wasn't well at that time. Old and worked to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Well, thinking a little bit about when you were in high school, who were some of the teachers that you remember having?
Well, the best teacher I ever had was Betty Combs.
Uh-huh.
And I just so wanted to see her and thank her. And, of course, she died. And yeah. I never got to see Betty again. She was not only a good teacher, she was a kind, good person.
Mm-hmm. What was she like in the classroom?
Oh, terrific. She would have a book to read, and she would make that so interesting that you just want to just keep reading this book, you know. She mm-hmm. was she was the one to teach Old English and all that stuff. Then I had the Edie K. Smith, who was the ancient history teacher.
Uh-huh.
She was a tough customer.
Was she?
But she was very fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Pearl was just a good, Pearl Combs, just a lovely, likable person, and uh-huh. couldn't teach anything. The worst teacher I ever had.
But you liked him as a person.
Oh, yes. Oh, everybody wanted him in Pearl's class because he's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Prof. Smith was a tyrant.
That was the principal.
Hmm.
What was he like? I mean, what was...
He was a very, very cruel, domineering person.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was trying to get a window closed one cold morning in the grade school, and that window wouldn't close.
Yeah.
And it was so cold. And I was trying to work it around and get it to close. Mm-hmm. And he was going down the road and saw me there at that window. And, oh, he threatened me. Never did ask me why.
Mm-hmm.
So I just walked off till he got out of sight and
yeah.
went back and finally got there. And he beat this little boy in school. I never liked him after that.
Yeah.
The boy didn't have a dad, and he was a real good child. He just didn't like him and just beat him half to death right in front of all of us.
Were there many discipline problems when you were in high school with people?
Very few.
Mm-hmm.
Very few. Because the children were all, you know, they were from homes where they had to mind, I guess.
Yeah.
You know. Of course, things change a lot. My daughter teaches fourth grade, and if she complains about the salary, I always tell her about my grandfather. One of my grandfathers taught school.
Uh-huh.
The year my mother was born, in 1900, my grandfather, it was either $6 or $8 a month he got for teaching school.
Yeah. Come on. I can't imagine.
I tell my daughter that, and she quits complaining.
Mm-mm. I'd say so. Were there any other teachers that you had? I don't know if there were any others that we left out.
Well, I had Miss Hadley for home ec uh-huh. teacher. She was from Indiana,
uh-huh.
and she was a lovely person. And she was also my house mother for 6 months. We used to go, we called it practice home. We'd go and six of us girls would go and live and run the house, you know,
uh-huh.
do the cooking and everything. But she lived at the upstairs of the hospital. We all lived there, and
mm-hmm.
some of our cooking was the scream out there.
Was it?
We'd open a can of something and not know what to do with it.
What you opened it?
Poor Miss Hadley, she had a hard time with it. She was great, though. She taught us a lot, helped
uh-huh.
us a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And Miss Cushing, she stayed over at the cabin. She was a lovely person. All the teachers there were just great
mm-hmm.
when I was there. They were all good to me and just real wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. What subjects did you enjoy when you were in high school?
Well, I loved home ec. I loved English because Betty was such a good teacher.
Yeah.
And I had an awful time in algebra because I never could learn anything under Pearl. We just had a good time in there. We didn't learn anything, but we had a good time. And the literature I loved, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, back then, we didn't have many books.
Right.
The library was built when I was in high school.
Okay.
And we just thought we had really arrived when that library got
there. Oh, I say so.
And I ate on the same table with Mr. Steele.
Yeah. What was that? I bet you got some good stories about that.
Well, I love fried apples, and he hated them. And he'd get mad every time we had fried apples. I'd get mad at him for not liking the fried apples. Shoot, isn't that funny? He was a card. He was a young man back then.
Yeah. What did y'all think of Mr. Steele? Because he worked in the library, I guess.
Yeah. He taught library science.
Okay.
Well, he was just very businesslike. Done his job and expected you to do yours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he was lovely. We all like Mr. Smith.
Yeah. And now, what year did you graduate in? You told me earlier.
42.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Another thing I was going to ask you about, too, when we were talking in there earlier, of course, you were in high school, or you were graduating as the war was going on, and all this,
yeah.
you know, all these things were going on. How did that affect
we were very, very disturbed.
Uh-huh.
I remember we were, on Sunday, we'd go, they called it quiet hour. We'd have to go to bed or stay in a room and be real quiet for a couple hours Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And we were in our room, and Miss Watts came to the door and said, "War has been declared." And some of the girls started crying. Miss Watts come back and said, "We'll have no crying."
Hmm.
I thought to myself, you can't do much about that.
Well.
But there was a lot of the children didn't make it back. Buddy Sutton was a classmate of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And, there were several boys that got killed during the war.
Yeah. I mean, these would have been people your age. I mean,
yeah.
Especially being in such a small town, that's why I asked about it.
Oh,
I mean.
Yeah. And people done dumb things.
Okay, now I'll turn it back on. we were just talking a little bit about the war when that happened.
That was a bad time in people's lives, weren't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because I had talked to another lady that graduated, not the same year as you, but like a year after or 2 years after. And
the war, he was in the European theater.
Uh-huh.
And he come back and got the GI Bill and went to school. He wasn't even through high school. And he got his PhD before he quit.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, I guess kind of summing this up, thinking back on it, we've talked a lot about, you know, your memories and things when you were at settlement school and kind of what it means to you. How do you think that it's impacted your life, the school, and your experiences?
Well, I certainly wouldn't have gone to high school if it hadn't been for the settlement. I wouldn't have met my husband. I met him in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, who can know what it would be if they might.
Yeah. Are you very familiar with the things that go on there now?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. No. I went back to to the Lumber and Lunch, and I think I've been back 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and I were planning to go this year, but. See, I had 2 sisters at the settlement. 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they all went there, too.
Yeah.
Did they live there?
Yeah, they lived.
Okay.
But my sister, who's 19 years younger than me, it changed a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say it has.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you think were so different for her, I guess, just from talking to her?
Well, they didn't work as much as we did.
Right.
They weren't as strict on us as they were on us,
mm-hmm.
which was a good thing because, as I say, there's some children that'll always get into mischief if they're not watched. Like the girl smoking. But my youngest sister, went through nursing at UK, got her RN degree. And another one, she got married right quick. And she got her LPN degree and worked about 30 years in the hospital at Hazard.
Yeah.
She's a great nurse. She even got in the right profession. But the one that got her RN degree, she never used it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, is there anything I haven't asked you about maybe that you want to add or that you thought of while we've been talking?
I don't reckon. I don't have. My memory's not too good now, to tell you the truth.
Well, you've done a pretty good job. I wouldn't call that a bad memory.
Mm-mm.
Okay.